Hello, everybody. Jim Malone coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. It's Monday. And guess what? This is kind of an interesting thing. The Dow Jones actually has had this longest winning streak in 11 years, and in 6 years. And it's 11 sessions it's been up. So very interesting. Unfortunately, not everything was up today, but the Dow was definitely up, and it was looking pretty good. You know, I tried to get back into Tesla. I just had to, you know, just take a little profit, and then I was out again, just kind of waiting for it to settle. But we are going to have some big earnings on tap for tomorrow. Google is going to be announcing, so that's going to be very interesting. Let's take a look at the indexes here. Basically, the Dow was up. And also the S&P, and I guess the NASDAQ was up too. I didn't realize that. Okay, great. So we were up on all three. We were up on all three of the indexes. So that indeed is a kind of a good thing. We did have a little bit of a sell-off last week, and that was difficult. So hopefully we're going to kind of settle down, and we're going to continue the upward trend. Because it is looking fairly good right now, for the market. Just want to show you the market exposure. And basically this is kind of a new thing I want to show you. According to the IBD, the Investor Business Daily, we should be at about, 80 to 100% exposure. Now, unfortunately I'm not there. But that is where we should be basically in the market. We should be about 80 to 100% exposed to the market. It's just time to continue to look for things to buy, things that are setting up nicely. And, it's not easy because, I'm not seeing as many setups as I'd like to, but they are there if we look hard enough, I guess. They are there. Also, the market is in a confirmed uptrend right now, and that is a good thing. So this uptrend started on May 10th. And if you want to just, play the index of the market and not pick any individual stocks, one of the best ways to do it is to put your money into a index mutual fund like the QQQ. Now, here's how it works. When the market is in a confirmed uptrend like it's been since May 10th, you want to be 100% invested in that. And then if it goes to a market uptrend under pressure, you want to move it down to 50% cash, 50% in that ETF like the QQQ. And then if we're in a correction, you just stay out. You just go into all cash. And this, if you do this, this will eliminate, actually make you outperform the market. And it's kind of an interesting way to go. I'm going to be talking about this strategy more. It's called the ETF strategy more. But now, for right now, let's get into kind of what we're looking at here. Want to show you the stock of the day. Interesting stock. It's a stock that I like a lot. I don't have it, unfortunately. It's DraftKings, and it's coming up. It's in a tight pattern, and I did a little bit of analysis on this on the stock so that you can see it. And basically, what I've come up with, and this is not obviously the end all be all, but what I'm showing you here is essentially it's coming out of this cup pattern. There's a buy point on this at about 3170 here, but currently we've made, this is the weekly chart, 1-2 weeks, and then we're on the third week. So this is what they call a 3-week tight. It's a very good chart. If we end the week with DraftKings basically below 3170, then if it moves above in the next week, then it's probably a good buy. Just wanted to put that on your radar. It's DraftKings. It's still buyable. And there's a 3171 buy point on it. And so it's looking pretty strong. And I don't necessarily think, this is not any recommendation to do anything. It was off a little bit today. It's pulled back, but I think it may reverse higher. And if it reverses above the buy point, the 3171 buy point, probably a good idea to potentially look at buying some of this because it does look like it's moving and it's going to move higher. Now, obviously, there's no guarantees or anything like that, but DraftKings is in a good area, and a lot of people like the stock, and I don't have it currently. I wish I did, believe me, but hey, there you go. That's kind of the deal. I'll show you what I do have. And that is basically, I've got these stocks currently. I have, of course, ANET, that's Arista Networks. That was up today, believe it or not, just tiny amount, 8 cents, not a lot. The volume was low on it, down about 34% over the normal volume. Lattice Semiconductor, this has been the laggard. I've had this and I've reduced my position in this one. This just isn't going where I want it to. It was down 1.12% today, or about 98 cents. I may be getting ready to scratch this one because it's just not performing like I would like it to. But it's, you know, it's just one of those things. It is pulled back. Now, on holding, this is Roger Federer's new stock. He's involved with the company. They make tennis shoes, and it does seem like they're doing well. And they were up 2.46% today, or about 85 cents. Not a very expensive stock, $35.47. Unfortunately, I don't know if there's a place that we can get into it. Let me just take a look here super quick. I just want to look at the chart on it to see kind of what's going on with on, and let's go to the live chart and take a look at it. Yeah. All right. So this is on's chart, and yeah, it's possibly viable. It seems to be hanging out right about this $35 level. The EPS rating, it could be better. It's 81, not too bad. And a lot of other things going for it, but this one is starting to make a move. Relative strength, and this is the key, is 95. So this is the top 5% of all the stocks out there. So let's kind of take a quicker look at it. Let's see if we can, let's see if it's kind of coming right to this this $35 level. It seems to be kind of, it's got some resistance there. And if it could break out above that, probably a good thing. Let's go to the intraday chart, see if there's an entry point here. Yeah, it's really going to be above about that 3570. So if you want to probably, you know, get into the stock now, the higher high here is 3585. So just a little bit above that. You kind of want to buy it as it's moving above that point here. So the higher high is about 3587. The high today, 3570. And we did have some good volume coming in at the end. So that might be an answer on. I do like the stock a lot. And it's basically Roger Federer, you know, there's always a shoe company, apparently. Every time when you get the market moving like this, you get a shoe company. And this may be the shoe company this time. Who knows? Also, I wanted to show you another stock that I've been tracking. I do own it. It's called Celsius Beverage. And you've probably seen it around. The interesting thing about Celsius is that they have a distribution agreement with PepsiCo. So that is making a big move. And the interesting thing about that, of course, is that the last time we had something like this, the last time we had something like this happen was in Monster Beverage. That's actually was originally called Hansen's Natural. And they came out with Monster, and it was a Monster stock. So who knows? It seems like every cycle there's a shoe company and there's a drink company. So, hey, you know, who knows? I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Let's just take a quick look at the chart for Celsius. CELH is the symbol on that one. I'm just going to jump on over to the weekly chart first and take a look at that and take a look to see if there's an entry point there. Let's see if it is. There we go. Okay, so this is Celsius Beverage. Kind of, you know, it's right here at about the 140 level. Let's go to the daily chart to see kind of, yeah, it's sort of made this cup, and then it's got a high handle. Not the greatest necessarily, but one of the things that is good is that it's come down to the 50-day moving average. A lot of times what you want to do is you want to wait until the indexes catch up with where the stock is. The 50-day is a great place to buy it. It's starting to see a bounce. And let's take a look at the intraday chart. It's kind of, you know, it's been all over the place, it seems like. You know, 148 seems to be sort of the resistance, a little bit higher than that, but about 148 seems to be the resistance. And if you pull it down to where the higher high is, we're starting to make this move up. If, you know, we really not necessarily a great entry point here, we probably want to wait until it closes above 146 in order to buy it. I already have it, but I don't think this would necessarily be, unless it moves above 148, probably a great place to buy it. So that's just kind of the my take on that, on Celsius Beverage. All right, one last stock that I did that I dropped today. No, well, I did add it today. It's Google, and the earnings are tomorrow. Now, normally, you know, you're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to buy something, and then, you know, you're supposed to be up 10% coming into earnings. Well, I'm definitely not, but I think based on the unusual options activity that this might make a bounce tomorrow if the earnings are good. Now, in case it doesn't happen, I have my stop losses set very, very tight here, right at about 118 or so. So very, very tight. If it pulls back, I'm out, but it may move higher. It was up today, not a lot, about a little over 1%, 1.51 on the dollar. So that's not bad either. Let's take a look at the chart for Google, G-O-O-G-L. Now, last time I was playing Google, I did the C shares, which are G-O-O-G. This time, G-O-O-G-L, it's the A shares. Same company, just there's two different classes of shares. These are the A shares. And so let's look at the weekly first. There we go. Okay, so this is the weekly chart here. Here's another thing too. This is also very, we're bought, you know, if we do buy it here, we're very, very close to that. We're very close to the 50-day line. Let me see if I can pull up the other charts here. And let's pull that up for Google. G-O-G-L. There we go. And kind of analyze that a little bit. This is where the 21-day exponential is at 114.83. And I just want to see how far away from that it is. We want to try to buy this, obviously, as close to the 21-day line as possible. And that way we won't get it extended. That's a good thing. And so let's see kind of where it's at in terms of that. So let's go up here to where it is and then go down essentially to the 21-day line. There we go. Going to take those off here. Yeah, okay, we're definitely in the hunt here on this one on Google. You know, hopefully tomorrow it will move higher. We'll see. We'll see if that is indeed the case. But right now, we're looking at it. It's just about 5% above the 21-day moving average. So it's not extended at all. That can be a very good thing when you're buying something. So tomorrow after the close, we're going to see the earnings for Google. And, you know, there's been a lot of options activity on it. And so that might be a case where it's going to move higher, but definitely something worthwhile taking a look at. And let's again look at the day week. Let's look at the daily chart again. Let's look at the IBD, and we're close enough to that 21-day line, so that's good. On this chart, we're only showing the 50, but we're close to that as well. So that's not a bad place to buy it. This is a handle cup with handle, of course, and we've got earnings. So relative strength, I wish it were a little higher, 81. That's not too bad, But you know, there you go. And let's kind of look, see kind of how it's coming out here. And let's see. Okay, well, there we go. It's so it's not the leader. Listen, illegal Zoom. That's area interesting. I had Opera. I sold it. I'm not sure about Weave Communications or IDEA, but Google is in that hunt. It's number 5 on the list, which is pretty good for a mega cap stock like that. So, you know, who knows? But tomorrow we may have some good news for Google. All right. Thanks for holding on, everybody. So appreciate it. Of course, it's Lisa. Thank you very much for taking a look at the show, Lisa. She's looking for Lululemon, which has always escaped me. Great company. I just never have been able to successfully trade it. I just don't know. Maybe I just don't know enough to trade it. But let's look at the charts here for Lululemon. We're gonna start with a weekly chart. There we go on the weekly chart, and very nice sticking right to the 50-day. So that's looking good. 79 relative strength. I'd like to see it a little stronger than that, but by and large, it's not bad. Look at that. Okay, it's moving to a higher high. Looks like if it closes above 35, that might be a place we could get at. Boy, look at that relative strength, 95. That is strong. And interestingly enough, oop, that's on. Look, it was the wrong one. Lululemon, L-U-L-U. Sorry about that. I was looking at, I was getting confused there. I was looking at at On, a stock that I do own, which I think is going to be, this is the Roger Federer shoe company. I think it's going to do real well. Anyways, let's take a look at On Holdings. It's up after hours. That's good. On the daily chart, wow, 35 seems to be the, why am I giving, can I do that? Because I'm retarded. That's why. L-U-L-U, not O-N-O-N. There we go. Eh, that's better. Man. Okay, we're above that 50-day line. That's good. Relative strength is 79. That is good. It's number one in the category. I always like that. 90 composite rating. That's very good. And it looks like it is, let's see if I can go over here and get some more information on Lululemon. See if I can, yeah. Okay. So it seems to be, I'm going to go out here a little bit to the monthly chart to kind of take a look to see kind of where we're at. Wow. This is okay. Well, it is, yeah, it's all-time high was up here. Wow. So 380. So this is, it's right at the pivot. And it's got earnings. That's tomorrow. On the, I'm sorry. Earnings are going to be the 831. Ah, earnings today, 6 months. So we don't have earnings for a while. That's great. I got live access was removed. Why did that happen? Okay. Well, I've got to appeal that. I got to appeal that. All right. Okay. Don't know why I was removed that I was. So I guess I'm not going to be live on TikTok for right now. They cut me off at the pass. I don't know why. Okay. Well, let's get back to the other questions. All right, Charles. Thanks for holding. I was broadcasting on TikTok, but I just got kicked off of TikTok, so I don't know what happened there. Let's look at ET. That's Energy Transfer Partners. I don't know what it was I was saying that was not correct. ET. And, Interday chart. Here's Energy Transfer. 1325, and then we have sort of a high there. Okay, so selling on the end of the day. Not really seeing much of a pattern here. Let's jump on over to here. See if we're going to get anything there. You can, not really. Let's look at the daily chart here. Yeah, I'm really not seeing a lot. I mean, I'm seeing a little bit of a trend here, but this is not that orderly a chart. I mean, if you go back to the weekly chart, it smooths it out a little bit, and it seems to be kind of making this move up here, but I just can't really see it. So let's go to the weekly chart here on Investor Business Daily, and it just seems like it's holding right on the 50, you know, it's right, it's kind of slow but steady, runs the race. It looks like it's very close to the 200-day line, 57 relative to 6. You know what? I mean, I know it's steady here, but I probably would not be interested in it. Let's look at CVX. They reported yesterday, and they did have, they had some very good earnings. And I want to see if, you know, if anything in the oil sector really makes sense right now. The things that I'm seeing that are the best are, you know, are typically the oil service companies, and these is not it. So here we are with, this is CVX. It's below the 200-day line. Probably don't want to buy it there. I mean, it is starting to reverse, but probably would not buy it there. Let's look at Ocean Engineering, OII, and see if we've got anything there. And let's see if I can get that. Hold on one sec. Yeah, this, I like this chart a lot better for Ocean's Engineering. This is the weekly chart. Just, you know, if you want to look at something in the oil space, this makes a little bit more sense, I think. 97 is the relative strength there. And if we look at the intraday chart, I think it's making, yeah, it's high as 2375. So potentially this, you know, if it moves above that, it could be bought there. If we look at the daily chart, you see it's coming, and I like this because it's just starting to make its move above this cup base with a 97 relative strength and a tight pattern. So if you're looking for a oil stock, this is an oil service stock, not a oil stock itself. This is one that I think that is of interest. Ocean Engineering, and the symbol on this one is OII. That's something that might make sense. It's called Ocean's Engineering, and this one's set up very, very nicely, I think. I think let's kind of look through the checklist on it a little bit quickly to see. Oil has been moving up, and that's definitely a place to be, but it seems like the best of the breed seems to be the oil services, not the oil companies themselves. Next tier oil field. I don't know this company, but I know Ocean Engineering. I had Tidewater. I sold this at a nice profit. And then there's, of course, Schlumberger, SLB. SLB isn't set up as well. The one I like is OII, Oceans Engineering International. And that one is set up pretty nicely, as you can see. Let's go over to, I want to jump over to the to a little bit more detailed chart here and see if we can, this is in the weekly. As you can see, it's kind of made this move. Pull that back there. It started to make this move above this cup base. And this is on the weekly chart. So this is definitely working. It's a little bit extended, moved up a little bit quickly here. It's a little bit far away from that 21-day exponential moving average. Let's see if I can put that in there. The issue here, of course, is that it does have the cup base, but when it starts creating this, yeah, it's pretty far above that. It's, it's 21% above the 21-day exponential moving average. That is pretty far. That's pretty far away. So this is probably a little bit extended. So I probably cannot buy this one, unfortunately. Wish we could. But this one is a little bit extended. The place to have gotten in would have been would have been right about there above that line. As you could see there, that probably would have been the place to get in as it came. Because this is when you get a cup like this, you don't want to get too far extended from the 21-day line. You want to wait for that to catch up. And so we probably can't buy Ocean Engineering. I want to buy this one, but I haven't been able to, basically because it's too far extended above the 21-day line. But it's got a great cup and it's making this handle. But you can't buy it, unfortunately. So there we go. Let's look at, I just want a quick look at Tidewater. TWD, is this going to give us another chance to get in? TTDW. There we go. Tidewater. All right, let's look at the weekly chart. Let's look at the daily on that one. Huh, I wonder why that is so strange. Must be the time frame range. Let's do 6 months. All right, this is Tidewater. And as you can see, we kind of came out and we're moving. Yeah. So this is not going to give us an opportunity either. Ouch. So the two that I want, the two that I'm interested in showing you, we can't get into. We may have to look at the ETF. Ah, well, let's look at Boeing. And that is probably easier. So let's get to Boeing here. Let's see if that's going to give us an opportunity. Boeing was moving nicely above the, yeah, there we go. So there's Boeing. Kind of just flat, as you can see, just sort of flat here. I kind of want to see more of a move. Relative strength is, you know, 84. That's good. It's acceptable. But this is not very exciting. I mean, let's look at the kind of the statistics here on Boeing. See what we can do here. Yep, 77. Yeah, not really that great. Yeah, I can't get excited about it, unfortunately. Just I want to be buying. I just want to be buying a stronger stock here. So I probably would, you know, I would say that, you know, Boeing is a great stock, but I wouldn't buy it here. I just, you know, I wouldn't buy Boeing here. So I would say, you know, I'd say BA is a watch list. We just need more strength here. It's not a good idea to buy. It's not a good idea to buy something that is this way. You just don't want to do it. It's just not enough strength. It's too far down. I mean, you know, I wish it were better, but it's just not in a position. So I probably would not be a buyer of Boeing at this point. All right, let's look at Costco. That's Cost, COST. And that is it. That has been a great stock. You know, there is one stock out there that I think we should look at, and it's Ollie's Bargain Outlet. And that one has, I want to be get into that one. That one is doing very, very well. Interestingly enough, it's an off-priced. It's an off-priced company, which is doing very, very well. Ollie's Bargain Outlet, but you know, again, this one, it's a little bit extended. It's looking pretty good, though. I mean, nothing wrong with it. I mean, the EPS rating is, you know, 96. That's really good. This relative strength, though, I don't like. 72. I just wouldn't go for this one. If we're going to be in retail, we have to be sort of in the best of breed. Let's look at Ollie's, O-L-L-I. That's Ollie's Bargain Warehouse. There we go. And I want to show you the difference between this one and Costco. And this one, much stronger, 84, but it's coming out of this sort of it's a little bit extended. That's the only problem. You can't really buy it here. Kind of need to wait for it to pull back a little bit, but that's where it sort of made its move at 67.30. Currently, it's up there. It's basically up at 72.45. So, kind of extended there a little bit, not necessarily the play. But this is definitely the kind of retail stock that you want to look for. OLLI, and I think it's doing very, very well. Let's see if I can. Let's go back. let's go back about 9 months to kind of show you. Yeah, just a solid upward trend. This is Ollie's Bargain Warehouse. You know, 200-day line, 50, 21, and 10. So it's totally stacked correctly. But unfortunately, the place to have gotten into it would have been, again, this is the problem right now in the market. There's a lot. It's just getting, it's harder to find something to, you know, to get into. But this would have been the trend line. That would have been the trend line, and where we should get in, you know, should have gotten into it, of course, should have, would have, could have, right, is right about here. Yeah, there you go. So the correct day would have been here in July. It would have been the first week of July, that really, but that's when it reversed and started to make its move higher. It's got to come down a little bit, but this one you might want to put in your back pocket. Ollie's Bargain Warehouse. If this thing pulls back, then we have potentially a really good opportunity on it. But I like this one. Why? Because, well, it's doing very well. Let's see how it ranks. I always like to look at rank and to see if it's something that we want to be with. We want to try to get with the top 20% of all retailers out there. Currently, it's number two. I like that. Miso Group. I don't know this one. I think this is a Japanese retailer. But it's very, very strong. A lot stronger. And then if it's above Five Below, that's another one I like as well. And then Grocery Outlet. I don't know if you've ever been to a Grocery Outlet. I have many times. But it's a rescue grocery store. It's really interesting. It's the dent and scratch, you know, the scratch and dent, the kind of retail grocery store. It's a good store. And they're doing really, really well. But instead of Costco, Ollie's Bargain Warehouse, that's the one you want to probably look at. And it's pretty strong. So that's kind of my take on your question on Costco. It's definitely on Costco. All right. Hey, thank you very much. All right. Let's see. So, hey, Jim, is it time to buy Tesla again? I wish it was. I wish it was. I bought Tesla this morning. That's for sure. I wrote it up about 1% and then I sold it. And it's just, I want to see it form a base. I think it will be back. Tesla has been a great stock for me. I've done very, very well with it. And if we look at the daily chart, you can see it's kind of come up, down, but it's pulled back. It's gonna probably settle right about at the $250 mark, I'm afraid, because that seems to be where the resistance is. Now, if we can get it to bounce, come all the way down to the 50-day line and bounce, that's probably going to be where we want to buy it. But I think it's still moving lower. That's just my opinion, but I think it's still moving lower. I mean, go over here to the weekly. We're still kind of, we came up there and then we're pulling back. So we're kind of in this little bit of a consolidation here. So probably not the right time to buy Tesla again. I tried to buy it today again and it did not work out, but I did make a little bit of money. I did make a little bit of money. So let's look at the range. Let's look at the last 6 months or so on Tesla. See, here's the problem. There we go. We came all the way up here at 300. Basically, we got killed right here at 300. Pulled back. This is when I started to sell. The only reason I sold here was because I had stop losses. If I hadn't had those stop losses, I wouldn't have sold. As this came up to earnings, I decided to sell 40% right before. And then I put a stop loss in. The next day, it opened up down, and I was out. Why? Because I had stop loss. That's the only reason. Not that I know the charts so well. Because sometimes they'll move opposite. But this is why it's so important. If you do hold something over, if you hold something over a time period, it's a good idea to put those stop losses in so that if it does move against you, you're not in a bad situation. Now, we're down below. It did not. This is the issue that I have right now with Tesla. It did not hold the 21-day exponential moving average. If it had held there, I would have said buy it because it's probably going to go back up. But it looks like we may come down and we may test all the way down here. You know, we could potentially come all the way down to the 200, to the 50-day moving average at 237. So if we did come all the way down there, that would be a long way to go. And I don't know if you want to hold it that like that. So I think what you got to do right now with Tesla is to just wait, because I think it may fall. That's why I'm thinking it may fall as low as that, you know, to potentially 240. I think that there's resistance at 250 right in here, but I think it could come as low as 240. So I think it's time to wait, put this on your watch list, let it pull back, and then hopefully we get a bounce here at about 240. That's what I'm hoping. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what the deal is. Thanks. What about NIO? I would say no to NIO. The only Chinese EV stock that I really like is Li Auto, LI. And I do think that one's behaving pretty well. The problem with the Chinese EV stocks is that the government interferes. And it did come up above the 200-day moving average, but this is just, I don't know. Let's see if we can. I'm going to go back here about, I'm going to look at about the year to date on NIO here. Yeah, it came all the way down and it's starting to make some good progress, but I don't know. I can't get excited about it. I can't get excited about it until it gets stronger, because right now, for the most, it's come up a little bit above the 200-day moving average. But as you can see, it's moved down and then it's kind of up. So I just would avoid it. The stronger of the Chinese auto stocks right now is Li Auto. It's LI. And that one is pretty strong. So that's the kind of chart. Let's put it out there. That's the kind of chart you want to see. You want to see something like that. You want to see something moving kind of like in that direction, not like Li Auto, which is struggling. But you want to see something that's moving kind of like that, you know, as you can see, that's the kind of action that you want to see. Now, with that said, can you buy this? Well, it's fairly close to the 21 day exponential moving average. Let's see how close it is to that. The reason I do this, and always I'm looking at this 21 day exponential moving average, is because that is going to tell us, you know, if we're at a place where we can buy it or not. Because if it's more than about 5% above that, it's really kind of extended. But it's only about 3%, so that's actually buyable here. Nice upward trend. We're close to the 21-day moving average. Obviously, you want to buy it. You know, you want to buy it on pullback, so that 21-day. But this one might be an alternative for you, Li Auto, and just going to show you some of the metrics on it. Let's see if we can go over here to Li Auto and take a look. LI is the symbol, and it is Chinese stock. The interesting thing about this company, it hasn't really had to discount anything, and it was up today, 38.18 up. 121, 3% up. So that's looking very good. It's also number one in the group. And I really, really think that's important. And if we look at kind of, you know, if we kind of do a look-see on that, on Li Auto, if you want to be in the autos, I really think there's only two right now, Li Auto and Tesla. Now Race, which is, this is Ferrari right here, Ferrari. This is okay. It's too much of a specialty car. There's not in the wider market. But there's really only, I think right now, there's only two auto companies that I really like. They're both EV companies, of course. Tesla, of course, which I don't think is viable until it pulls back to about 240. And then there's Li Auto, which may be very, very viable. So it's looking very strong in terms of everything there. So looking very strong there. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see. And booking Holdings. Oh, booking. Let's see. What is that? What is the symbol for booking? I can't remember. Yeah, booking.com. So it's, let's see. That offhand. No. BKNG. Yeah, there we go. Well, I was close. So let's kind of take a look at BKNG. There. All right. Got the chart now. All right. This is booking. And you're right. It's a very good chart. It's moving right up. Basically sticking very close to that 50-day moving average. It pulled back to the 10-day line. So I don't know. I don't know. I want to kind of look at some things here with it. So I want to see how it's rated first. That's kind of what I want to see first. See how it looks in terms of its the ratings on it. Well, 99, that's really good. Composite rating number 2 after Airbnb. Wow, that's really good. Yeah, that's looking good. That's looking good. It's an uptrend. Yeah. Okay. Well, the question is how close to the 21-day line is, can it be bought? That is the $64,000 question. And let's see. And all I'm doing here really is I'm just looking to see how close to that 21-day moving average it is, exponential moving average is. Why is that so important? Well, because that determines kind of what, if the stock is caught up. See, because stocks will go up fast and then they'll reverse to the mean. So this 21-day exponential moving average is an average of 21 days, and it's an exponential moving average. So it kind of smooths it out a little bit in terms of, but it's only 4% above. So here's what I would do here: I wouldn't probably buy it here. I'd wait until it pulled back closer to the 21-day. To the 21-day exponential moving average at 272. So that's kind of what I would do. It's about 5% above that. Obviously, you don't have to buy it right on the 21-day line, but it does seem like, you know, it was sticking right on the 21-day line, and then boom, it sort of moved up very quickly. So my guess is it's going to move back down to the mean 272, but it looks like a good stock. If you could buy it close to 272, that would be a good place to buy it. All right, we're just about done here. Adobe, this is a great stock, by the way. I wish I had been able to hold on to this one. ADBE. And one of the things about Adobe is they really have their revenue model figured out. They've got the subscription model king, and a lot of good things going on with them. All right, this is the looking at the daily chart. Let's go over the weekly chart. Just want to take a look at this. Yeah, weekly. Yeah, and of course, this is kind of what happened with COVID. I mean, obviously, the all-time high was what way up here, and then we've come back down. We're starting to get, you know, we're starting to see it move back up very, very well. It doesn't look like there's a whole lot of resistance here, but this is one thing that I am a little bit concerned about. I'm going to go back to the daily chart and see how far extended it is. Well, it's not extended that much. Look at that. Okay, it came up here. It was going up a little bit fast, and then it sort of went sideways, which is good. The 21-day line then caught up, which is good. Then it made another burst up pulled back. So we're very close to the 21-day line. So this might be buyable, actually, believe it or not. Let's take a look to see. Yeah, we're within 5%. So that's not bad. That's not a bad place to buy it. Yeah, I mean, you could buy it here. Probably be best to move to for a pullback, but this is a very good very very good stock, but it's over $500 a share, so it's a little bit expensive, but definitely worthwhile. And it's probably going to go higher. You could definitely buy it here. You'd probably want to make for it to pull back a little bit to about 501. It seems like there's some resistance, there's some resistance at 500, but we're only 4.39% above the 21-day line. So that's looking good. So that's probably a good place to buy Adobe. All right. What do you consider before opening a position? Great question. I don't want to buy a stock extended. Now, what do I mean by extended? Well, stocks kind of go up in spurts, and then they kind of go sideways, and they come up in spurts, and then they come back down in spurts. But the average lines, the 21-day exponential moving average especially, kind of smooths this out. And so if a stock goes up very quickly, it has to revert to the mean. You know, remember that from statistics. And if it moves up, say, 1.5 or 2 standard deviations, it's going to revert to the mean. The mean, typically for most programmatic traders, is the 21-day exponential moving average. So if it's too far above that 21-day line, we want to wait for it to come back to near to that 21-day line. We want to be about 5% above that 21-day line. That's going to give us a decent entry. Now, obviously, it's better to buy something as it's coming through a pivot. That is, I could go into a big discussion on pivots, but one of the most important things is buying it if it's moving up quickly. And it's one of those stocks that's moving up quickly. We don't want to buy extended. We don't. And what happens when it's extended is when the sellers stop selling, it pushes up very, very quickly, and then it reverts back down to the mean. And the mean typically is the 21-day exponential. So we want to buy about less than 5% above that line if we possibly can for first entry. And then typically the way I like to do it is I typically like to think of my portfolio as a pizza. I've eaten a lot of pizzas in my time, that's for sure. And with 8 different slices, each one is a full position. And typically, the way I like to go in first is with a half position. That's about 6.25% of the total value of the portfolio. So let's say your portfolio is worth $8,000. A full position would be $1,000. And a half position would be $500. So my first buy will be $500 of whatever stock it is. That will be my first position. So I want to come in as close to that 21-day line as I can initially. And I want to get within about 5% of that line if possible. The closer, the better. Obviously, you can't always get to 5%, but you don't want to be buying too much more than that. Why? Because it's extended. And what happens is, when you buy extended and the stock has gone up very, very quickly, this is why you don't want to chase stocks. It's gone up very, very quickly. It will revert to the mean, and that's why it's what makes it extended. So there we go. All right. And let's take a look at SHOP. You want to look at BABA as well, but let's look at SHOP first. This is a stock that I have had, and I currently don't own it. I like the stock a lot. For a lot of different reasons, I like it. And it is right now. Now, I want to show you the stock that is right at the 21-day line. You can see right there that the 21-day line, that's the green line. It's very, very close to that. So that would be a potentially good position to buy it. See, here's how it works. A stock will come, and then it will pull back to the 21-day line typically. Then it will move up very, very quickly. This is because people don't want to sell and they're having to pay higher prices. Then it will gradually drift back down to that 21-day line. It will come up again, drift down, come up, drift down, come up, and now it's pulled back. So this is a pretty good position to buy to buy Shopify. And I do like the stock a lot. Let's look at the let's kind of look at the last 9 months in Shopify. But it's just been going straight up. It's right at the pivot. This is not a bad place to buy Shopify. So definitely take a look at it. Last one is Baba. And let's see if we can buy this one. Of course, this is the Jack Ma's Chinese internet stock. Here's what I don't like about Baba right off the bat with this chart, unfortunately. You just don't want to buy you just don't want to buy something that is moving in this downward direction. You just don't want to do it because you want to wait for the turn. I don't think we've seen it here. We are starting to move above the 200-day moving average, which is right here. This is the 200-day right here. But I still don't like the position of this stock at all. And let's kind of look at long-term basis here. I want to look at about 2 years performance. Yeah, we're just still in a downward trend. We've come up here a little bit, but we're continuing on that downward trend. So I just don't think that Baba right now is set up properly. I'm going to go back 5 years. Yeah, you can see that it really was in its heyday back here. I want to see it turn. The direction is the wrong direction. It's moving lower, so I just would discount it. So I just wouldn't, at this point, I just wouldn't buy Baba. So, Baba, no buy. And it's just not moving in that right direction. So, oops. It's just not moving in the right direction. And the trend, even as of late, has been down. Now, there's been a little bit of upward motion, but the majority of the trend is down. All right, everybody, thank you so very much. Don't know what happened with TikTok, but right in the middle of the show, they said I violated something. So who knows what I did? who knows what I did wrong there? But they didn't kick me off of TikTok yet. So if you're watching on TikTok, if you're watching on YouTube or Instagram or anything like that, please smash that like button. Really, really helps keep us on the air. And so smash the like button. Also, if you could jump on over to YouTube and subscribe, that would be super great. I'm always looking for more subscribers, just like all the YouTube people. I'm kind of have to be the grade grubber, but please like and subscribe on YouTube. All right. I will be back hopefully tomorrow, maybe tomorrow or maybe Wednesday. I'm not sure. Probably be back here tomorrow. Everybody, thanks for taking a look at the show. Please tell your friends about it and like and subscribe and all that good stuff. And until tomorrow at 5, happy trading.